box to box.
Can you believe it?
For Chemist Warehouse,
home of real brands and real savings.
And Storage King,
the kings of storage, moving and more.
And this could be the most crucial goal of all.
Welcome back to Box on Nine Radio, NTS News Talk Sport. We've been counting down the clubs. There's still a couple of months away before the A-League commences, but we have been doing a deep dive with some new signings, some old hands at various clubs, and a player who has been at a few different clubs, but he's now back in his own backyard for the very first time at the Western Sydney Wanderers, Dimi Petratos. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Yeah, we're real good, Dimi. And look, you're coming to the Western Sydney Wanderers on loan from your Saudi club. You made 28 appearances, scored 10 goals for Al-Waida last season. It was a successful season for the club. Why the decision to return home now? And we had Craig Goodwin on last week. He talked about his experiences in Saudi Arabia and your thoughts on Saudi playing in that competition.
Felt like coming back home, and obviously I've been coached by Carl and had a number of players playing at West Sydney, and I've played with them before at the Jets or other clubs. And I've come back to work hard and have a great season with the Wanderers.
Yeah, and you mentioned Carl Robinson as a manager. So, you have played under him before, and you know the style of manager he is in his brief stint at Newcastle. Was he the key link to wanting you to come back along with just wanting to come back home?
Look, I really enjoyed the few months I've had with him at Newcastle. He helped me a lot, and I can think I can have a good season having him as my coach and the players that he's brought in and the players that are there at the moment. I think we can do very well, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you played your junior football in Blacktown and Penrith, so you're a Western Sydney boy. Does that add a little bit of extra emotion to going to Western Sydney Wanderers? I know you've played for a few A-League clubs, but does this feel a little bit more special because effectively you're going to represent a region that's your boyhood home?
I grew up in Blacktown. There's been times where I've wanted to play for Wanderers, but other things have popped up, and at the time I thought that was the right move to go to this place or that place. Wanderers is a place that I've wanted to come back to and play. I can represent the area. Hopefully people can respond and have a good connection of I'm a West boy, and hopefully young kids can see that and want to represent that area. He's got a big following of football, and hopefully everything goes well. I've come back for 1 year loan, and I haven't come back to be in a comfort zone and be with family. I've come back to work very hard, give the best for the team, for the West, and obviously try and go for the win. Get the titles.
Talked to Dimi Petratos, recently signed with the Western Sydney Wanderers, coming back from Saudi Arabia. And when you really did hit the ground running in the Middle East when you arrived. You were on fire as a goal scorer, equaling the Swedish striker Carlos Strandberg, who's a superstar over there as well. I mean, there was talk at the time that you must be knocking on the door of the Socceroos, and given the fact that you've had that experience in the Middle East and the next World Cup is in Qatar, how high on the radar is that? Have you heard from Arnie about the likelihood of a call-up?
Look, there's a number of players that are in the extended squad for the Socceroos. But my main focus at the moment is playing for the Wanderers. And, of course, every single Aussie, just like myself, wants to represent the country and do the best for the country. But I like to look at it and take one step at a time. If the opportunity comes, of course, I'll give my best. But at the moment, I need to focus on where I am and represent West Wanderers.
And, they're a club that has done so well, but that early success that they had has really tailed off, particularly during those years where the new stadium was being built, and they just haven't got the magic back. I mean, you're a championship player in your own right. You were just 21 years old in the 2013-14 season with Brisbane Roar. You played 27 games that year. You're the sort of guy that a club like the Wanderers really needs to solidify that sort of team spirit, that expectation of success. You know, just what would it mean to you to I mean, you've still got plenty of years to go in your career, but, you know, all these years later to pick up another trophy?
It's a very big year for me, personally. Like we said, to represent the West, and yes, I have won a title before, and I've got that experience. There's a few other players in the Wanderers that have gone up to that status, you can say, and they won titles and grand finals. So if we can all work together, and I believe Kyle can do that, and get us to play good football, entertaining football, and who knows, the goal is to win the league. You've got to go in every season thinking like that. And that's where the experienced players will come and play their part, and hopefully everything gels well.
Dimmy, just for the listeners right around Australia, just tell us, how did you adjust to life in Saudi Arabia? And just give us a little bit of a little bit of feedback on what it's like to play football in Saudi Arabia. We know the standard's very, very good. So I'm just interested in what it was like for you to live and play football in the kingdom.
We had great facilities. The compound was very good personally for me. With my young ones, they, it was a great facility, pools, little parks and that. So off the field was good. On the field, I enjoyed my time. I had a lot of, the CEO helped me a lot there, brought me in a bit earlier, and I was able to connect with the players and have enough time to build into the start of the season. My first game, I scored a penalty, and I believe that it took me three or four games to get used to the style of the play in Saudi. And then after that, I was really enjoying my football.
Well, Dimmy, you are a proud Aussie, but a proud Aussie of Greek heritage. You know, your dad obviously played for Sydney Olympic all those years ago, and the family is a footballing family, mate. They'll love having you back home again, and, you know, having some of those big Greek feasts when you're not in lockdown up there in Sydney. And I'm sure that that you're looking forward to getting into all of that sort of stuff the moment you get out of quarantine as well.
Yeah, of course. It is what it is now with the quarantine. I don't want to talk too much about that, but, yeah, once everything opens and the season starts, I'm really looking forward to that, and just working hard. Can't wait to get out of quarantine and start training with the team, and of course see family.
Well done, Dimmy. Hey, thanks for joining us, mate. We hope it goes quick for you when you're back out there enjoying the time with your family, and we can't wait to see you out there at Bankwest Stadium lighting it up at the Western Sydney Wanderers as they look to get back their mojo and become a real key club, as they should be, in the A-League season coming up.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dimmy Petratos. Great to have you on to him. All right, a busy first hour that was, talking to Paul Wade, James Johnson, of course, for the first time on the show. But we do have a bumper second hour coming up. We've got our good friend Michael Lynch from The Age. We normally go to The Athletic or The Times or somewhere else to talk about European clubs, Premier League clubs. But Lynchy, he's as big an expert and a passionate supporter as there is about Spurs. And top of the ladder, we might as well give him a treat to wax lyrical about his club. We'll talk more, Dino, with Dino and Derek, about Europe, and wrap it up with stoppage time. So stick around. That's all coming up after the break on Box to Box.